This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'd just like to give a short message. As many of you may be aware, that unfortunately, yesterday, on the 7th of May, the 25th of Ramadan, and the 26th night of Ramadan, Masjid Al-Aqsa was stormed by the Israeli forces. And 178 Palestinians were injured, and 88 were hospitalized, according to the last report I read on Al Jazeera. Yesterday being the last Friday in the month of Ramadan, tens of thousands of Muslims in Palestine, they attended the Jummah Salah. And after the Jummah Salah, there was a protest against the illegal evacuation of the Palestinians by the Israeli forces. Because of this protest, there was tension. And later on, the Israeli forces, they stormed Masjid Al-Aqsa on the 7th of May, on Friday, on the 25th of Ramadan, which went on till the night of the 26th of Ramadan, 1442. And here, they fired many rubber bullets, tear gas, bombshells, and 178 Palestinians were injured and 88 were hospitalized. I request and I urge all the Muslims around the world to unitedly support our Palestinian brothers and sisters and pray for them. And I urge the Muslims throughout the world, including the Muslim countries, to condemn the inhuman act done by the Israeli forces. All of us Muslims should support Masjid Al-Aqsa, which is the third holiest mosque in the world. We have to unitedly stand and condemn this act. We have to support and see to it that Masjid Al-Aqsa remains with the Muslims. And since these are the last few nights of Ramadan, and today is the 26th day of Ramadan, and inshallah in Malaysia, in about 1.5 hours, the 27th night would start. And in other parts of the world, the 27th night of Ramadan would start after a few hours. In some parts, it would be tomorrow. These are the last few nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan, which are the most important nights. And inshallah, there are high chances that Laylatul Qadr would be tonight or in the following couple of nights. I urge all the Muslims that they should pray for Masjid Al-Aqsa and pray in support of the Palestinian brothers and sisters who are defending the third holiest mosque in the world, who are defending Masjid Al-Aqsa. We pray for them to give them courage, to give them sabr, to continue their struggle against the Israeli forces, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the Muslims to keep Masjid Al-Aqsa. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He teach the enemies of Islam a lesson. And Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, high chances would be there tonight or in the next couple of nights. This is the best opportunity where we can pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for support for Masjid Al-Aqsa against the Israeli forces.